What's going on, people? How you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing super, super well. I might have let you down this weekend by not delivering with a podcast, and I'm sorry. Maybe to make it up, I don't know, maybe this one will be longer than usual. I don't know what usual is, okay? But, yeah, I don't know. Got kind of a lot to talk about. So we'll get into it. And we're going to start with the new DJ Khaled. We the best music. Another one. DJ Khaled. You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Up top, drop top. Okay, that's the new, was that the end of the summer banger? I think so. What's going on, guys? I'm sorry I let you guys down, okay? I really am. But shit happens, right? So I don't know if you guys know this, but the creep that I had to put on blast last time for being real weird with Jenna, it's back. Okay, the guy's back. And if you want, my Twitter is at John Thozeski, if you don't know how to spell it. J-O-N-T-H-O-Z-E-S-K-I. I put him on blast, okay? Don't know if he has a Twitter. Don't care. Put him on blast, and I screenshot the messages, and I put them out there for the world to see. Because what happens when you act creepy towards a girl with a boyfriend, and he has a podcast... He exposes you, right? Because that's what we're here for, to expose people. That guy, I'm just going to say this, he's never allowed in the cult, okay? Never allowed. He's super creepy. he doesn't really know how to approach a woman either. And it gets better, right? So I put the messages on Twitter. If you want to go look at those, go for it. But it got to the point, these were the last, I'll read the last couple messages. Jenna said, call me tonight, aka I said, call me tonight to this guy. And he said, oh, nice. Can you talk real quick? We shoot meet up this week. And then he said, Jay, another text, dick. And then she said, excuse me? And he said, I meant to say miss. And she said, dick, question mark? And he said, I meant to say miss. But what if your last name was Dick? Laughing my ass off. All caps, Jenna Dick. And then another text, Jay Dick. Then we had Jasmine over. And she's been on the podcast before. If you want to go listen to that one, go for it. Jasmine was pretending to be Jenna and talking to this guy. And it went for extremely too long. I'll say that right off the bat. It went for about an hour. It went for about an hour. I will play a little clip at the end. I have a 10-minute clip. I won't play the full 10 minutes. But I will play it. And it went for way too long. Basically, long story short, he wants Jenna to gain a bunch of weight. He wants my girlfriend to gain a ton of weight. He wants her to be obese. And he wants to hire a photographer, and I can't make this up, to take pictures of those two together because he's so tall and muscular, he says, and it would look awesome. It would look so hot, and it would look so hot to see her lips wrapped around a burrito. Hey, man, what you doing? Hey, bro, change. And it went on for so long that Jenna and Jasmine ended up feeling bad for this guy. You know what I said? He can eat my dick. I don't feel bad. I would feel bad if I wasn't dating Jenna and this was going on. I would feel real bad that we pranked this guy for an hour long because it was a genuine conversation for him. On our end, I was crying, laughing, and to put the cherry on top, he wanted to go pick for pick. So Jasmine said, whatever pick you send me without it being a nude, because I'm not going to get naked, I will send you the exact same thing. He sends a mirror pick. And originally asked for a pic of who he thinks is Jenna's ass. So what did we do? Your boy got a rump on him, okay? I got a nice caboose. So I pulled my pants down and sent this man a pic of my ass, okay? I sent him my juicy, hairy ass. Then he calls back and says that he thinks it's a joke. We convince him. This is all Jasmine, actually. Kudos to Jasmine. She convinces him that's her ass and that she doesn't believe in shaving. And then, guess what? He says, no, your ass is really nice. I just wish it wasn't so hairy. So last night, basically, what I'm trying to tell you is a man may or may not have beat off to my ass. How do I feel about it? A little bit ashamed, okay? There's a little bit of disappointment weighing on me. But overall, I think that's hilarious, and that's what he deserves, okay? He deserves to listen to this and hear that he touched himself to my ass. I hope somehow this guy hears this podcast. Because, hey, bro, you touched yourself to a dude. I don't feel bad for him, you know? I don't. Like I said, if he was a good dude, I would feel bad. Maybe. Probably still not really. But maybe I would. But, how fucking... Maybe I'm a sick person, you know? I don't know. Speaking of creeps, this isn't really creepy, but it happened. My buddy at the gym, he's just broke up with his, like, girlfriend of kind of, like, a long time. And so he just broke up with her. So he's been, like, going on Tinder and Bumble and shit. And he'll, like, tell me about the girls that he's been hooking up with. Well, one of them, he shows me a picture of her, and he's like, yeah, she's, he tells me her job. It's professional. I'm not going to say what she does. Fuck it. She's a librarian. So you're not thinking that this girl's going to be a freak, right? Plot twist. She's like a pagan chick, okay? She does, like seances and stuff. Goes to, like, those festivals where people dress up like they're from the fucking 1800s. Like, what are you doing? Hey, do something else for fun. But, like, when you went into her house, she had a witchcraft book on the table. And, I mean, I was like, does she do, like, spells And like, is she into crystals? And he's like, oh yeah, she has rocks on every windowsill. I don't know what that means. But she is a freak, okay? But also, she doesn't shave either. Just like Jasmine, aka me, doesn't shave, neither does the pagan chick. So he said she has like armpit hair, leg hair, like arm hair and shit, but she wanted him to go down on her, and God bless him, he said no. He turned her down because he said she had a legitimate bush, and I don't blame him, okay? We'll do whatever, but I don't blame him for that one, you know? You can't blame him. What were people thinking in the 70s? Like, why do you have hair there? Just shave it. It doesn't look good. You know? Like, what were you thinking? You think people want to be around that? Or like, I don't care if this sounds sexist. Dude, I don't want a girl who has armpit hair. And, oh, what are you, sexist? Hey, man, eat my dick. That's gross. Take care of yourself, people. But yeah, she's a freak, he said. She's a giver, and she wants to explore. Obviously, I told him to keep hanging out with her for the sake of the podcast. Okay, right? We want more stories. We want things to get weird. We don't want normal relationship stories, right? We want good, crazy, we want people banging other people's girls, stories. I mean, don't bang my girl. That wouldn't be cool. But like, I don't know. I just think we need more good stories on the podcast. I think that would make for great entertainment. And I just, if anybody has any stories, actually, you should email them to me. It's JohnTozeski@Yahoo. Okay? I want to hear about all their stuff. You know what? If next time he's with the pagan chick, he needs to play this. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Westside, bad boy killers, you know who it is. How baller would that be? How baller would that be? Fuck your bitch in the click you claim. Westside, when we rock, we quit. Dude, whoever has sex to that song is a baller. You're a baller if you listen to that. Oh, shit. Whatever. Oh, yeah, so this is kind of funny. I was driving on the highway, and I saw, like, a car pulled over to the side of the road, and it was a nice car. And I was like, oh, I wonder what's going on with them. So, obviously, I was nosy as fuck. So, I slowed down a little bit. Well, what it was a woman was driving real slow, and not the off ramp. I don't know what that's called, the side of the road where you pull over if something happens. But she was pulled over, like, going real slow. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Hey, guess what happened? Her boyfriend or husband he got out of the car and was walking so slow, and she was trying to convince him to get back in. And they were adults, okay? They weren't children, they were adults. Guess if the guy had a neck tat? Of course, because guys with neck tats are the ones that are going to get out of the car on the side of the highway and just start walking for no reason, because you probably, I don't know, drank off their drink. I would get pissed too, you know? That might cause me to get out of the car. I don't know. I might get irrational if you take a bite of my Snickers. She should have tossed him a Snickers and been like, look, bitch, get in the car. You know who I can't be friends with? People who do shit like that. Because you're psycho and you're not good in relationship. If that ever happens in a relationship, by the way, guess what? It's not gonna work out. You know? That's not gonna work out. Hey, how about the feminist hero that baked her sourdough bread using her own vaginal yeast? Huh? Dude, the world is so weird. I like how this lady quote tweeted it, and like, it's good because a lady did it. So she called this bitch on her bullshit and was like, if I shit in a bowl to make brownies, can I be a hero too? That's how third wave feminism works, right? Dude, if a dude tweeted that in a response to like some feminism bullshit, you know how much garbage he would have to take? Oh, man. The world is so weird. The world is very weird. So I did want to talk about this. I was watching the UFC fight night. It was Alvarez Poirier 2, right? But the Jose Aldo and Jeremy Stephens fight. Dude. Aldo, okay. This was like my reaction watching it. It was that Aldo didn't look like too good early in the first round. Also, they said that was his first non-title fight in his UFC career. That's crazy. His first non-title fight. And but basically, oh, anyway, he cut Steven's eye pretty early in the fight. And like I said, I didn't think Aldo looked all that good. He didn't look bad, but Stevens looked way sharper in the fight. But Aldo was hurt, and like he was hurt early in that first round, and he came back. And also like he hit him with a body shot, or it might have been a liver shot. And it looked like he knocked the wind out of Jeremy Stephens, like the way he went down. But that's why I thought it was a liver shot, because that liver shot, dude, it just shuts guys down. And so maybe it was that, but Stephens just like grabbed his stomach or ribs and fell over, and Aldo got on top of him, just ground and pound. You know, he was smelling that blood in the water, and the ref ended up ending it, and so Aldo won by TKO. But so now that's real tricky, because that kind of sets Aldo up to fight the winner of Holloway and Ortega when those guys fight, right? Aldo's, I mean, what, the greatest featherweight of all time? He deserves a shot. But Max won both of their fights by TKO in like, I think the third and fourth round, or second and third round. I feel like 9 times out of 10, or maybe not 4 times out of 5, it's different, but not really. 80% of those fights are going to go to Holloway. So I don't know where that leaves Aldo, you know, and it sucks, cuz you want to see him. You wish guys like that nothing but the best. He's like Cowboy, dude. I want Cowboy to win fights, and I want him to be champ, but I don't think it's in the cards, and it sucks. You know, the Alvarez and Poirier fight, I wanted to take Poirier just because the dude was on a hot streak, won his last two fights by knockout, Alvarez really just, he hasn't fought in like, he, up to this fight, he didn't fight in like seven months. Eddie Alvarez, you know, probably, he probably, like, his game plan had to have been to go for Poirier's legs, which, I mean, he kind of was, but not as much as I thought he was going to, just because he was fighting against, Poirier fought Justin Gaethje last, and he was attacking Poirier's legs, and that was a pretty quick turnaround, just a couple of, a month or two, three, maybe, but, yeah, two, I think. No, one or two. I don't remember. But you know, you can't really recover from all that leg damage that fast. And at first, Poirier wasn't really even, he wasn't looking that good. I picked him to win, but he really wasn't looking that good. Alvarez was looking so focused in the beginning. And Poirier, made me go, whoo, was the reach advantage that he had on Alvarez was insane. And then every time Alvarez tried to get in there, he's getting clipped in the face or he's taking body shots. He's getting hit with, like, some kind of combo. The second round, Poirier almost got, he almost won with this crazy fucking choke. He just jumped up and just grabbed Alvarez's fucking neck by guillotine. And Alvarez fought it off like a fucking champ. And then that's the thing about Alvarez, man. Everything he does is so crisp. And then later, Alvarez was cranking down on Poirier's neck. His grappling was just off the chain. He was getting out of everything and then reversing it, and then he was mounting it. It was just, watching Alvarez fight is special. And then while he was mounting him, he hit Poirier with that fucking 12-6 elbow. The ref, look, that rule sucks. Everybody knows that rule sucks. The only reason that rule is there is because they saw those, was it Japanese or Chinese guys breaking it and, or no, they saw like a karate video and they were breaking cinder blocks with the 12-6 elbow and they're like, oh, you can't do that. Meanwhile, people are getting punched in the face, forearms in the face, elbow to the face, as long as it's not 12-6. But like, dude, that's a dumb rule. You know, as long as they're not biting, poking in the eyes, or kicking in the nuts, should be legal. The foot stomps, if the 12-6 elbow is illegal, the foot stomp should be illegal. Not because you're going to break a cinder block like that, but just like, that could totally change a fight, the outcome. Anyway, the 12-6 elbow, or 12-6 elbow, like, it totally screwed Eddie in that fight. And then they stood up, and Poirier just unloaded on Alvarez. Unloaded. He hit him with a knee that hurt him, and then just, dude, he just pieced him apart. Alvarez dropped, okay? And you can't blame him. He dropped. It was a storm of shots. But like I said, that 12-6 elbow screwed him. And I mean, I am happy that Poirier won because I think he has a better chance of beating Khabib. I really do. But I think he definitely has like one more fight before that. I don't know. Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about this, and some of you guys might turn it off here, and that's fine, okay? We talk about a lot of weird shit, but I was listening to a podcast, they were talking about, the gender pronoun thing. And the girl that was on there, she's actually a doctor. So she wasn't talking dick jokes. And she was basically, her opinion is that, like, when they do it in the workplace and all, and put all this money into it and do it through work, it's a waste of money. When you do all of this, like, this pronoun identification, I don't know even what you would call it. Like, when they're doing it in work so that they're making you go to seminars and shit like that, because it's not going to change sexism. When you make people go to a seminar, it's not going to change sexism. All you're going to do is piss people off because you're trying to make them change the way they talk. Okay? Like, you're adding in all these made, they're made up. Okay? Zim, zer, that shit's made up. Okay? So all you're doing, look, if you want me to call you that, I don't give a fuck. I'll do it. I'm saying for the other people, it's a waste of money. The people that are okay with it don't need to go to a seminar. You know? The people that are weird about going, about shit changing, they're not going to change. That's like, they were talking about this in a podcast where Joe Rogan was talking about where he went to Thailand, and there was a sign in the bathroom, like, no peeing on the floor. It was like, first off, how many people had to pee on the floor for you to put that sign up? And second off, the people that are pissing on the floor sure as hell aren't looking at that sign like, ah, fuck, man, I can't do it anymore. It's not changing anything. You're putting effort into something that's not wasted cause. But, like, the stubborn people are going to stay stubborn, and the people that are okay with it are already okay with it. And I read, like, an article, I forget where. It was a little article about how there's a certain amount of people that are not calling their babies babies. Yeah, they're not calling their babies babies, but they call them they-bies because they're afraid of, I don't know, they're not afraid. They're saying that they don't know what they are yet, so how can I call them a baby if they're not a baby? That's got to be a mix of... Not even really a mix. I feel like that's mainly parents that want to feel special, right? That's parents that want to be on the right side, right? And they can't blame, you can't blame them for that because they're trying to do the right thing. But a lot of it is just parents wanting to feel special and parents that want more attention, right? Because a normal, sane person isn't going to do that shit. Look, if your son or daughter is trans, that's totally cool. I'm okay with it, okay? Everybody should be okay with it. If it doesn't affect you personally, if it's not you, like, fucking deal with it. But a baby, I can't get on board with a baby. I can't get on board with you calling your baby a girl because it's a boy but wants to play with dolls, but it's a baby. Dude, babies don't know what the fuck they're doing. As far as babies, I think you should just refer to them as what's, like, biologically binary. Or what biologically binary is. You know what I'm trying to say. It's just frustrating when there's people out there. Look. Dude, I'll say this too. If I had a little kid and he ended up being trans, like wanting to wear lipstick and fucking dresses, dude, I'll celebrate it, okay? Dude, I will tell him she's the most fabulous little girl ever, right? If I have a girl and she wants to, when she grows up, she wants to be a guy, wants to play football, I'll teach her how fucking form tackling works. Okay? I'm on board. But I'm not on board with you calling your babies or getting babies surgery to turn them into a boy or girl. I don't think that's going to look good at the end of the day. When history plays out, I don't think the people that are having their little boys turn into girls because they're really, really little and say that they're girls, I don't think it's going to go their way. Look, yo, I had an easy bake oven when I was little, okay? If my mom was like, I bet he's actually a girl, and started injecting me with female hormones, I would have grown up and probably resented her. Or if everybody is like, he's a girl, he's cooking fucking pies and shit, like, think he's gay, start treating me like a girl. Well, I grew up, and I'm a man. So, what the fuck? You know? I'm going to assume, like, at least that, I mean, you know, we don't know the majority of, like, the people that are doing this to the kids. But I really, really don't think that, I don't think it's going to be good at the end of the day. And also, you know, I do believe that there's people that are actually women that are in the body of a man. And that there's men that are in the body of a woman and vice versa, whatever. I think that's only right, right? Because our bodies are so fucking weird and our minds are weird. And it's like there's a percent of people that are probably like that. But there's probably there's definitely a percent of them that are doing it because that's the cool thing to do for attention, or they want to be on that team, or they're crazy. Example. Remember the fucking Heaven's Gate people, and all the guys cut their balls off and wore like the same shit, and then there was like a comet that got close and they all killed themselves because they thought the spaceship was going to take them to heaven. Look, that's fucking crazy, okay? You have to be pretty fucked up in the head to not know that. Like, to not know that that's not going your way. And there's a lot of crazy people out there. So there's definitely people that are crazy and say that they're a girl when they're a guy and they have gender dysmorphia. You know, some of those people are fucking crazy as well. Like Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner. Like, when it was Bruce Jenner, let's not forget he won gold medals in the Olympics and was on top of the world. And then the Kardashians happened. And he basically became like the whipping boy of the Kardashians. You know, they'd always make fun of him. And then what happens? When people forget about him, he becomes a woman. And wins Woman of the Year after being a woman for 6 months. Huh? I don't know, man. It's, we live in a weird time. All I'm saying is, like, I just feel like a lot of these people are fucking crazy. Some of them, there's definitely a percent that are genuine. And like I said, again, if my son grows up and he's like, look, Dad, I'm a girl, I'll help him buy lipstick. I don't know shit about lipstick, but I'll help him be the most fabulous girl that he could be. Or if my little girl grows up and says, Dad, I'm a dude. Hey, Dad, I'm a dude. I want to play football. I'm going to teach her how to tackle. Okay? I'm going to light her bitch ass up. Or his bitch ass up. But I just thought that was interesting because it was a doctor saying this. It wasn't two comedians talking shit. It was a doctor talking about how, like in the workplace, basically when you do like the seminars and everything, it's a waste of money because stubborn people are going to stay stubborn on this subject. And the people that are accepting have already accepted it. I just thought that I should talk about that. Oh yeah, we're going to do a Deep Blue Sea episode with JC and Dan and possibly Reed, but probably not. Deep Blue Sea, the movie. We're going to do like a movie breakdown on it. And it's going to be fabulous. So stay tuned for that. We just got to set up a day. Right? And I have to watch that movie again. It's so bad. LL Cool J did all the music for it, too. And I don't really like LL Cool J. What? I'm not a big fan.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't think it's that good. That's all. But yeah, guys. That's really all I got for you guys today. Do you have anything, JC, that you want to say on the way out?
For
the people? I already talked about him.
You did?
Yeah. I already talked about JC's lover. Yeah, that's going to be it for this one. And until next time, people. Peace. Don't talk to strangers, but when you run in the dark.